Welcome back to episode 2 of the PC Noob Podcast. I'm your host, Dograd. Let's get right into it. This is the E3 recap. Going over some picks from multiple companies, including Microsoft, Bethesda, Nintendo, Ubisoft. So let's go ahead and check these out. We also got Square Enix with some stuff. So everybody knows about Battlefield. The most important thing that we got with Battlefield that's coming out is the fact that opening it up to 128 players, bigger levels, and the most important thing is guns won't be locked to classes that are specific. Like support won't be the only class that can use light machine guns, or sniper rifle won't be locked to recon only. So being able to use any weapon you want on any class is pretty cool. It's going to open up the game, change it up. So it's going to be pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about Battlefield. We went over Battlefield a little bit in the last episode, so I'm not going to spend too much time on it. But it looks exciting, so definitely want to check out. Next up, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, Siege of Paris. We got some Viking action going on in this one. Looks fun. My brother's really into these games. He loves Assassin's Creed, so this is definitely one that he's going to be enjoying. Takes place in the year 845. It's all about the Vikings invading West Franica, whatever that is, like France, I'm guessing. Looks cool. Bow and arrow. We got all kinds of cool horseback stuff. And they've got some planned expansions coming for later in the year. A lot of DLC. They always do well with releasing bonus content for their games. They're going to be having one-handed swords. I'm going to do shields, dual-wielding two swords. Should be fun if you're into this kind of game. Again, this is something my brother's going to get psyched for. Me, maybe I'll give it a glance. Looks alright though. Next up's one that I think is pretty cool, and this is Dark Pictures Anthology. Loving the games that they've been doing. Supermassive is doing some really good stuff over there. This one is called House of Ashes, and you guessed it, it's got more of the weird demon monster stuff that we saw in the last game. It's going to be pretty scary. You got soldiers versus monsters premise. An American military unit ends up trapped in an ancient underground temple. I like it. I'm definitely in. I think that's weird shit, but I like it. So the other two titles they did were more traditional ghost stories. I played Man of Medan. I didn't play Little Hope, but they're both more traditional. This one is more, I guess, just crazy. More jump scares and quick decision making, stuff like that. So I'm down. That sounds like a fun one. It says there's some stuff about set during the Iraq War. Follows a team of U.S. and Iraq soldiers fall into a network of underground cabins and become trapped with creatures that have been there the whole time. Yes, I'm down. That one looks good. Next up, Far Cry 6. This looks absolutely massive. It's like a bunch of atoll-shaped islands, a massive grouping of them. They're trying to embrace the true guerrilla fighter feeling in this one. Want you to be able to blend in with civilians. They want you to be able to put your gun away. You can do whatever you want if you're just calm, you know what I mean? If you don't do anything crazy, you can enjoy the open world, like go fishing or playing dominoes. Cool. I like that there's a calm vibe if you want. Said there's a lot of freedom, there's a lot of choices. It looks like there's going to be a lot of vehicles and destruction. There's lots of cool guns. But they're really focusing on this guerrilla fighter fantasy in this one. So you can tackle missions in any order that you want. They mentioned the narrative is built in such a way that you can start anywhere in the world. You can talk to anyone and do missions in whatever order you want to. And they really wanted to make it as open world as possible. So it says player agency is absolute key. It's going to be cool. Looks good. They said there's a huge challenge to make the game, but they're hoping they made something cool here. It's cool. The world they created called Yara is kind of like this absolutely beautiful tropical island. Looks amazing. These games are always fun. It looks like they're getting back to their roots, honestly, because Far Cry 5 and Far Cry 4 were kind of a little wild. So I think they're getting back to the island feel that they had in Far Cry 4, because that was a huge success. So I kind of like that, and I will definitely buy this one, and this one's looking good. Next up, Madden 22. I'm not a big sports guy, but it's Madden. It looks real. It's hard to tell if it's like a real game or the actual game. I know a lot of people are into this franchise. They're adding some new modes. Looks like they're adding franchise mode. They finally put in some work on that, and people are happy about that. Honestly, looks like the same kind of game over and over, but what was this? Horizon Forbidden. So we got Horizon Forbidden West. It's coming only to PC, PS5. It looks cool, but again, it's not for PC, so. Marvel Guardians of the Galaxy. I like that in the trailer they showed gameplay. I like to see what a game's about so I know what I'm getting into. I'm definitely going to get this one. Even though the characters don't look anything like the movies, it's more of a comic book feel. Looks like it's going to be fun. And everybody's like, that beard that Rocket has is gone like viral. Everyone's like, can I cut that beard off? Cool thing about this game is not only it's a shooter, but you get choices that you make, obviously. So shit that you do or you decide or you side with, it's going to affect the narrative of the story. It's going to change things up. So I think that's cool. I love those kind of games, and I'll definitely be checking this one out, no doubt. The soundtrack's apparently going to be pretty badass, so Mantis actually looks kind of like she does in the movie, which is cool, because pretty much everybody else doesn't. But it's going to be cool. I think they did a pretty good job with the game. The textures look really nice in this, on the next-gen consoles and PC. This one's going to be a lot of fun. You play as Star-Lord, obviously. But definitely looks like an interesting take on that. We're going to see how people react to that. Rainbow Six Extraction. So I'm pretty sure these guys got tired of doing the same old thing and decided to mix it up. Because now in Rainbow Six, you assemble your team to not fight other fighters, but you're fighting, like, monsters. Looks like everybody's going with the same narrative this year, which is, like, fighting monsters or fighting ghosts. So, it's co-op, as usual. It's a spin-off to Rainbow Six Siege. It looks pretty cool, to be honest. It looks like fun. It probably will be. You're going to have some of the same operators that you had from back in the day. They've got Sledge, Doc, Pulse, Vinca, Alibi, Vigil, Hibana, Ayla, and Lion. They're saying there's going to be 18 operators total. It looks good. I mean, it's gonna be weird though. You've gotta be, you got, you're fighting monsters to get the item or the person. It's gonna be pretty wild. It's definitely, reminds me of Call of Duty Zombies, sort of. Just a Rainbow Six is kind of like take their style of gameplay, the way that their game plays, but obviously versus monsters. You gotta rescue hostages. You gotta fight this alien menace. Looks like it could be a lot of fun. I don't know. I'm definitely gonna check it out, but looks pretty wild. Starfield coming out, what, 2022, I believe, late 2022, or no, this is saying November 11th, 2021, this year, I'm not sure if that's correct, but I think it's this year, November. This one looks cool. Basically, we see a lot in the trailer that's been broken down. We're looking at some game visuals that look really cool. It looks like we're looking out of a Mars rover infrared camera. As we start off, and then there's another scene where you get an overhead shot of the astronaut, and you see a patch, and he's got like multiple computers up on the screen. He's like hitting switches and dials. But what's been confirmed is the official logo for the Constellation, the spacefaring organization you'll be representing in Bethesda's fictional galaxy, confirms the veracity of screenshots. So we don't really know the context behind them, but you know pretty much that you're going to be part of that organization. You also know that you're not going to be alone. There's like straps and things in the trailer that let you know that there's going to be other people on board, so I'm not sure if this is going to be co-op. I'm hoping it's going to be co-op, because how fun it would be to suit up with like four or five other friends in a spaceship. You're working for like future NASA, alter world NASA, pretty much, essentially. So it's kind of cool, and so your ship is fully customizable. Okay. So I'm in. Anytime you see that, come on now. You know that you... Who doesn't like customizable stuff? Combat will definitely include guns. So I'm guessing there's going to be first-person fighting as well. As well as ship fighting and stuff like that. Looks like there's going to be mechs, possibly. So, that looks really fun. Starfield is going to be, possibly, that's going to break the internet when that comes out. Let's hope it's not a fuck up, because a lot of the times these big titles release too early and they're not ready, and so next up is a game that's been getting a lot of attention because of celebrities. Possibly the cast that they have. It's called 12 Minutes. Everybody's excited about this one. It's got such a cool premise. We've got this overhead shot of the game. The game takes place in this overhead view constantly. But you can interact with your world in different ways. You've got James McAvoy, Daisy Ridley, William Dafoe, some of the voice actors. It's basically a time loop thriller. Everything takes place in a cramped apartment. One main room, one bedroom, one bathroom, and a closet. It's got a young couple and a sinister cop. The cop turns up, tries to arrest your wife, and then you intervene and you end up unconscious. Then the whole 12 minutes where that took place starts again. But you're the only one with any memory of the previous loop. You try to prove to your wife that you know what's going to happen, look for a weapon, try and make your own call to the police before your unwanted visitor even arrives. That's a cool idea for a game, so they made it into one. it's really cool. So, one example the guy gives is he ended up with plastic zip ties around his wrists, and he noticed that there was a knife on the table, and he thought to himself he might be able to cut through the zip ties with the knife. So he went to the kitchen, and that didn't really work out too good for him. So definitely gonna play and try this one. Totally stoked. Another game like this that I wanted to try that's not exactly like this, but is Disco Elysium. I still haven't played that game, but that's definitely on the list. Let's see. So, this is kind of a cyberpunkish kind of game. Same, if you've ever played the game called, Jesus, why can't I think of it? Oh my god. I can't think of it. It's this type of game. Jesus Christ. It's not called Jesus Christ. Okay, well, this is called The Ascent, and it drops you into basically a cyberpunk-ish world that's very well polished and executed. It's nothing like cyberpunk, is what they're saying. I'm seeing cinematic view. The overhead view is your main view, where you're this kind of this old, if you've ever played Fallout Tactics, old school. It's kind of that overhead RPG view. But it looks all right. There's a world of unending chaos. Much of it is created by whoever's holding the controller. There's aliens, there's locals, there's people grind a life around them. I don't know. It's an action shooter, but it's in like a living, breathing world, basically. And colorful, looks incredible, realistic light reflections. It's seamless. There's no loading screens. That's probably the best part about the game. You can just keep going and float around from here to there. Very cool. Love that. Megacorporation owns the Ascent Group, owns everyone and everything. When something happens that causes the corporation to suddenly go under, you set out to find answers. Got a story-driven main campaign, side missions, own little stories, boss fights, lots of other stuff to explore. That sounds fun. Definitely going to give this a playthrough. There's a co-op mode as well. The single-player experience is also there, of course. It's a fully realized RPG action world. It's their own take on cyberpunk. Basically, they wanted to do their own thing, and I think that this is going to be a pretty cool one. That is called The Ascent. You can customize your suit in the game to your preferred playstyle. All kinds of augmentations and modules which determine your passive and active abilities in combat to hairstyles and tattoos. You can change up your style and skill set at any time by using the Grafter, an NPC that will let you customize any part about the character. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a solid overhead RPG. I'm definitely going to check that one out. Yeah, so next up, kind of saving the most quirky games for last, I guess. This one's called Palia. If you ever played Animal Crossing, you've got hints of Animal Crossing. And if you've ever played Valheim, it's got strokes of Valheim in there. So basically what we have is it's a community sim. First thing that people think is Valheim meets Animal Crossing. It's a social home building RPG MMO, but it's wholesome. Your customizable character will build and decorate a home, farm and fish, befriend and even romance NPCs. Have the chance to do it all with friends by your side. You play as a human, a race that is starting to mysteriously return to the world of Valeria, who takes up residence in a small community by a lake. It'll be up to you to discover more about humanity's past, and of course to help forge its future. The game creators promise a main story that will take years to reveal and lots of lore to uncover along the way. Creating the look of your human character will be one of your first tasks. This sounds really cool. It really looks good, too. Beautiful colors. It reminds me of the first Breath of the Wild, almost, a little bit. Just the cell shading in some of the graphics. It wants to be the game wants to be somewhere where you meet and make friends, so as you explore the world, you're able to connect with other people and play with people that are on servers, like friends and family. There's a good social matchmaking system as well. Pretty cool. Love it. So this is definitely like a community sim. Make an amazing house. And it says choices and charges here. Throughout the first preview, Singularity 6 really wanted to highlight just how much choice players will have. You hate people? You can play solo. There's combat in the game, but it will be entirely optional and you won't miss out on loot for skipping it. You'll be able to make your home truly feel like yours at the time of launch. There will be over 1,000 items, each with its customization options available. So it's got a, let's see, yeah, it's going to be cool. They planned for what they had planned for monetization, so I'm not sure if they're still doing monetization. I think they might. They might just do a monthly fee. They haven't really talked about it yet, if it's going to be per item or a monthly fee, but a lot of people seem to be pretty into it. It's basically Valheim meets Animal Crossing. And last, certainly not least, is the game Sable. Now this reminds me of a cel-shaded anime, and it looks really, really cool. I've got to try this game. It basically looks like pod racing and flying around on stuff from Episode 1, The Phantom Menace, Star Wars. There's a side... This guy mentioned that he started the game. He started a sequence break, a side quest, while he was exploring a lovely desert landscape, and from that moment, he was hooked. It's an open-world game, far, far from years, far after me immediately falling in love with the game and its low-poly art style. You really see just how cool it is, man. You ride around on this hover bike, and it's got a really, really cool look to it. You basically look like you're going through Tatooine. You play as this girl, Sable. She's a girl who's just come of age. What age? We don't know. Apparently, she's old enough to drive a hover bike and glide around with an energy bubble thing. It's all part of a rite called gliding, which is customary in their nomad clan, the Ibexi. Quasi-religious pilgrimage. It's got a really cool storyline that's kind of silly, but I like it. You gotta speak to people to find out what's going on, but that's part of the fun of the game, is just kind of meeting people and talking to everybody. There's quests, there's side quests. It shows you like rock climbing in the game and all kinds of stuff. You're always on this like hover bike thing that's pretty rad. It just looks like a really fun open world game. This guy says, on my way to the altar, a conspicuously climbable tower catches my eye. After a few failed attempts at running and jumping between pillars, I eventually reach the top of the tower, and with another running start and a bit of luck, leap over a huge gap that I now know is designed with all-important gliding bubble in mind. The bubble I haven't unlocked yet, because I haven't gone to the ruins. But with some elbow grease and a little Skyrim horse-style mountain climbing, I'm able to pass. On my way up, I snag a chum egg from a cute little floating worm. When I reach the top, I loot a chest for 100 cuts, the currency of this world, and grab an atomic power supply from what looks like the remains of a ship. Because I don't know what it is at this point, but I've just completed bits of several side quests, which I haven't even discovered. Later in my demo, I can use my chum egg to lure beetles so that I can catch them and trade them for a piece of my in-progress hover bike. I can, but I don't. Instead, I just take the thing from the hideout of the sneering kid who stole it from a crashed ship before I could. Stealing from thieves. Very cool. It looks amazing. honestly, this is like a rehash of Anakin building his pod racer in Tatooine, but making a whole different sci-fi side story on it. You guys got to check this game out. This one's called Sable. Looks totally rad. Totally different take on a game, too. Definitely will be checking this awesome narrative and design in this game. Looks amazing. So, that's it. I mean, I picked out a few. There's a few other games that I'll give an honorable mention to. We got Deathloop, Elden Ring. Looks like it's going to be an open world, kind of like a fantasy game, almost like a Lord of the Rings kind of thing. Kind of looks cool. There's Evil Dead, the game. You can imagine it's going to have all the horror, classic horror franchises. Not sure exactly what they're going to be doing with that one, but it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Got a lot of multiplayer elements to that, too. Final Fantasy VII Remake. Forza Horizon 5. Everybody knows that if you want to be with the driving sim, you play Forza. And then if you want to have like fun with your friends and drive around the world, you play Horizon 5. It looks amazing. It probably is. But I'm kind of over driving games. Mario plus Rabbids. That's going to be kind of silly, but probably fun. So it's kind of an XCOM style game. That's the game I was trying to think of earlier. Metroid Dread. This kind of looked shitty to me, honestly. The graphics look not that good. I'm not a big Nintendo fan, and that did not look that good. Nintendo is lacking big time. Only real thing they've got going is, like, some of the rehashes of some of the sports, like Mario Tennis or Mario Golf. Mario Golf is the only thing that I'm interested in that Nintendo's dropping. So, sorry, guys. It's not looking good. Ollie World, some weird skating game. Probably going to pass. Ratchet & Clank, A Rift Apart. You guys know what Ratchet & Clank looks like. We'll see. Redfall. This looks like something different, man. Like, I'm not sure. Sci-fi dystopian universe. Looks kind of silly. Riders Republic. More bike games. And stunts and stuff to do. Lots of crazy bullshit. Stranger Paradise. Final Fantasy Origin. You know, guys, there's 47 games coming out this year. 27 games coming out next year, so we're going to be drowning in games. Scarlet Nexus. It looks kind of like Phantasy Star Online colors and things like that. It's got a kinetic visual style, fun crew characters, combat system, telekinetic. Not my style of games. Sherlock Holmes Chapter 1. I'm in. Don't need to say anything else. That's fantastic. They say they played an early build of the game, spoke with the developer, and they learned more about the younger, criminally good-looking detective and the heart of the story. They did some design evolutions that are looking like this game might be pretty cool, make it the next level. I'm excited. Sherlock Holmes Chapter 1. God, what do we got? Legend of Zelda. Breath of the Wild sequel. Everyone's excited about this. I never played the first one, so I'm kind of like, whatever. There's a game called Ghosts. I don't know what the fuck that is. Looks weird. Passing. Harold Halibut? I don't know what the hell. It's some kind of puzzle game. It looks ridiculous. It looks like The Sims with a disco ball. I can't even explain what I'm looking at. Kena, Bridge of Spirits. It's a cool game where your little spirits interact with you. Kind of looks like a Legend of Zelda mix with Pikmin, they're saying. And viewed through the lens of Pixar Productions, so very beautiful textures on this one. There's a game, Kiwi. Looks like a silly kids game. It's a quirky co-op experience where you and your friend take on the roles of Kiwis working at a post office. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it looks like fun. This reminds me of Overcooked, like a frustrating game where you and your friends are going to scream at each other. There's like a rat passing like a bird, an envelope, and an octopus in the back going wild with an emu. Like, what in the fuck is gonna... Last Stop is another game. It looks like a... Oh, I don't know. It's a supernatural gripping anthology set in London. Not sure. Well, looks like it's going to be a sleeper hit, they say. Minute of Islands. It's a puzzle adventure game. Looks weird. I don't like the animation. I mentioned The Ascent. Yeah, you know, that's pretty much it. A wrap in a nutshell right there. Some honorable mentions. Of course, Battlefield 2042 is going to be incredible, guys. The graphics look absolutely fantastic. New maps, it's new weapons, new vehicles, new physics. I think the games are going to be Starfield, Battlefield, and then we're going to have some sleeper hits, like 12 minutes, and 12 minutes looks good. Honestly, and Far Cry 6 is going to be fun. Yeah, I'm pretty excited. This is going to be a good year for games, for sure. Starfield's definitely on the list. I'm going to play all the games that I mentioned, though, for sure, without a doubt. All right, guys, that's episode 2. I covered some of the games that are coming out. Hopefully that recaps some of the E3 action for you if you did miss it. I'm going to be trying to release these on a regular basis. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me at pcnewpodcast@gmail.com or at Twitter, pcnewpodcast. Until next week, this is Dogra signing off.